This recording, Michigan 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't remember paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Okay, so I was actually born and raised in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I lived there till I was about 23 years old. Both of my parents were from Michigan. A lot of my ancestors were actually all from the Netherlands, so very predominantly Dutch genes that I have, a little bit of French. But all of my great-grandparents came over from the Netherlands, and they settled some in western Michigan and some in Wisconsin. And that's where most of my family still is. I lived in western Michigan until I was 23 years old, and then I moved down to Columbus, Ohio. So not very far away, but there you go. It's right there. In terms of my education, I'm working on a dissertation. I only have less than 1 year left. And I'm writing actually on British theater history and influences by German theater history. So someday I hope to be a professor somewhere at a small college, somewhere in the Midwest. That's kind of where my heart is because I grew up around here.